Dhaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us 6319080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. Zambia's inflation falls to 7.1% in March 2026. Antonio Mwanza says failure to amend Public Order Act undermining democracy in the country. And new India bill to amend transgender rights sparks protests.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Zambia's annual inflation rate for March 2026 has decreased to 7.1% from 7.5% recorded in February 2026. Speaking at a media briefing, Zambia Statistics Agency Statistician General Sheila Mudenda has attributed the development to price movements in both food and non-food items. Ms. Mudenda said annual food inflation reduced to 7.8% in March from 8.2% in February 2026, while non-food inflation declined to 5.9% from 6.5%.
This implies that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 7.1% between March 2025 and March 2026. And mainly this development was attributed to price movements in both food and non-food items. The annual food inflation decreased to 7.8% in March 2026 from 8.2% in February 2026. And this was on account of price movements mainly in cereals, in the group of cereals, that is breakfast mealie meal, roller mealie meal, maize grain, rice imported and flour, and also price movements in fruit, vegetables such as rape, tomatoes, cabbage.
Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda has disclosed that gross domestic product, GDP, estimates for the fourth quarter of 2025 indicate that the economy grew by 1.6%, down from 8.3% recorded in the fourth quarter of 2024, representing a decline of 6.7 percentage points. She has added that preliminary GDP estimates show the economy grew by 3.8% in 2025, the same growth rate recorded in 2024.
So during the fourth quarter of 2025, our economy grew by 1.6%, down from 8.3% in the fourth quarter of 2024. As you know, we're comparing quarter by quarter, and this represents a decrease of 6.7 percentage points in the growth rate compared to the same quarter in 2024. We see that the growth was mainly attributed to the positive performance of the following industries, the first one being agriculture, forestry, and fishery at 1.7% contribution, construction also at 1.7% contribution.
The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, says Zambia's failure to amend the colonial-era Public Order Act, which continues to govern public gatherings and protest permits, is restricting democratic freedoms. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, DPP President Antonio Mwanza has described the recent arrest of Mulaza Kaira, an aspiring member of parliament for Nchanga constituency, popularly known as Maki 2, as unnecessary and a misuse of the law. He has warned that police conduct, including the selective enforcement of the act, could make the government unpopular among citizens. Mr. Mwanza has also called on public media to provide equal coverage to both ruling and opposition political players, and urged the government to empower young people who have already demonstrated business potential.
Parliament has failed to amend the Public Order Act from 1996 to date, despite the Supreme Court ruling it unconstitutional. So I think Parliament has also let down the people of Zambia, because these are some of the critical laws that Parliament must look at. Conduct of the police is that they have not allowed the political parties to have public rallies. I want to say this to the president, and this is free consultation. The police can make you very unpopular. You must ensure that the police don't abuse the laws. Like what happened to my young brother, Makitu. Look, Makitu is a harmless human being. And to go and arrest a harmless citizen like Makitu.
Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chiwili has accepted a sick note presented before the court by a medical doctor from Kafue General Hospital in a matter where civil rights activist Brebna Changala is charged with seditious practices. Mr. Chiwili yesterday ordered that he required an explanation regarding a sick note presented before him by the defense lawyers, stating that their client, Mr. Changala, was unwell to open his defense after the court found him with a case to answer. Mr. Chiwili had subpoenaed Dr. Ngosa Saili to verify if he indeed interacted with the patient on March 24, 2026. Dr. Saili explained to the court that Mr. Changala visited the hospital around 19:30 hours on Tuesday without a referral file. He further explained that he gave him a temporal file because he brought himself to the hospital, adding that he went back with it. Dr. Saili confirmed that he attended to Mr. Changala, advised him to undergo certain tests, and gave him 7 days bed rest. Having heard the doctor's submissions, Mr. Chiwili stated that it was valid and granted an adjournment to May 13, 2026 for commencement of defense. In this matter, it is alleged that Mr. Changala engaged in activities intended to incite rebellion against the authority of the state. His offense came from remarks he made alleging that the state had a hand in the abduction of former Petaoke Central Member of Parliament, Emmanuel Banda. The Young Women's Christian Association Zambia, YWCA, has expressed concern over rising cases of gender-based violence in the country, warning that the vice not only affects victims, but also undermines the constitutional right to life. Speaking at a press briefing, YWCA Zambia National President Patricia Ndlovu has cited the recent killing of a woman in Kalumbila district as a disturbing example, condemning the act in the strongest terms. Ms. Ndlovu has also expressed concern that some community members allegedly resorted to mob justice instead of allowing law enforcement agencies to handle the matter. She has further mourned the deaths of 2 children who recently lost their lives after being thrown into a stream by their stepmother, describing the incident as heartbreaking and a reflection of the urgent need to address violence in society. Ms. Ndlovu has noted that gender-based violence continues to disproportionately affect women and children and called for stronger protection mechanisms, enhanced accountability, and community-driven interventions to combat the vice.
Everyone must rise up to challenge the violences that are happening in our communities. We need to strengthen safe spaces for people. We should feel safe in our communities and even in our homes and even in our relationships, so that no one, no person, woman, man, or child should be subjected to such a brutal killing or act of violence. These tragedies that we've just highlighted are not isolated. When we look at the statistics from the Victim Support Unit for 2025, there were 117 cases of murder. And out of these cases, 59 of the victims were women and 22 were children.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. more than banking.